Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have Bobby on with him, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley.
And Mike, who's our guest at the 6 o'clock hour? Look who showed up. Man, Abdul the Tin Maker.
Abdul's here, so glad to have him here.
You talk about old school. I mean, that's like Abdul.
And he got an old school jersey on, too.
Yeah, that's right, Abdul. Now they have players wearing number 0, Abdul 0-1. That is unique. That is a unique jersey.
Okay,
so, good to see Abdul the Tin Maker.
Great to see him here.
He's a big part of the
Hoorat
Nation.
His family here, so yeah. How about that? Oh, it's her birthday today.
Oh. Coming to the slipper at birthday.
Hey, well, happy birthday. Have a great time. Bob, it's our triple option feature. Bring Charlie Long in, but we'll let you go first.
Well,
you go first with it.
I mean, I was intrigued. You know, I like upsets. I'm watching college football, and that was a shock. UCLA is terrible. They're terrible, but they beat Penn State. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
I was telling you that at Rouse's.
That
man, look at what's happening here.
I said, no way, Mike.
You thought I was lying to him.
No. Now, you can look at, like, there's upsets, then there's upsets. And Vegas don't get a point spread this wrong. If you look at it, and you look at the Associated Press, Penn State took one of the biggest falls in the 99-year history of the Associated Press poll. Mike, it's lost. They lose to previously winless UCLA a week after UCLA fires their coach. You know, they have Rick Neuheisel's son, who I play with. He's the old San Antonio Gunslinger coach, head coach at UCLA, University of Washington.
His son's the offensive coordinator.
He looks like California. Look at that blonde hair flowing and all that.
You know, he reminds me of the guy that's with Vincent LaFouche.
Yes, in Homa.
Yes, he looks a lot like him.
When we do the sports on the Bayou.
Sure enough.
Yeah, they could be brothers. But looking at UCLA, a week after the Bruins fired their coach, the Nittany Lions, they had slipped. You remember, they were number 2 in the nation to number 7 following their loss to Oregon. The Oregon Ducks. Now, Oregon looked legit, right?
Legit.
So, okay, you go from 2 to 7. But following their loss to Oregon, that's where they went to number 7. UCLA was a 24.5-point favorite. I think it was right around there, Mike. 24.5-point favorite, depending on who you're gaming with. And they lost 42-37. Penn State now, like the Texas Longhorns, horns down. Horns down. The Aggies love that. Penn State is unranked right now, like Texas, for the first time since September of 2022. The plunge out of the top 25. Mike, you got to go back to before you and I were even born. Okay, now think about this. Wait. The plunge out of the top 25 by Penn State, it matches 1959 Oklahoma for the second biggest drop out of our rankings, not counting, preseason polls or the pandemic 2020. But the 59 Sooners went from number 2 out of the top 20 after losing their opener. Now, that was preseason to Northwestern out of Evansville, the Big Ten Northwestern Wildcats. Not Northwest Louisiana.
Man, how the hell they did that?
Yeah, they lost to Northwest Oklahoma Sooner. So that's how monumental that was, Charlie. Think about that. And there's what? Coach Franklin, you know what I heard? Very similar to a lot of coaches. Why, they said having this kind of loss, if his buyout wasn't so high, Franklin would have been gone. But I think it's a lot, maybe like Coach Kelly, I think it's hovering around that $60 million. And, you know, just think about this. If you want him to go away, you got to pay him $60 million. Who haven't you heard from? Mike, I don't even know, is he still fishing or he's hanging out on the beach? After that buyout, what is Jimbo Fisher doing?
He's on Sirius Radio Network.
So that's what he's doing?
Yeah, he's on there.
And what was that buyout by A&M? Wasn't it close to $70 million or something?
It was in that range.
That showed me just how much money A&M got.
I did that show about 2 weeks ago.
So that's what he's doing.
Man, and his memory is so good about certain things.
Does he want to get back into coaching?
I think he does. One day he will be back coaching. Just okay. Like Coach O,
he may
take some
sense.
Years off, but I think he does want to get back.
Yeah, you can take a lot of years off. Somebody gives you $70 million to go away. I do what the hell I want. What are you going to do to me?
And so what? Now you do like what we do. We on the radio talking football.
Right now, like Coach Kelly. I mean, come on. He better make the playoffs this year or the natives are going to be restless. I mean, he can't lay no egg against South Carolina. I don't think that's going to happen. But he has some challenges coming up. You got A&M. Watch their defense.
And their offense with Reed is different.
And then you got Alabama. Alabama got a Heisman candidate quarterback right now.
And so does Oklahoma.
Then you got to finish at Oklahoma. No, I'm just telling you. So you look at Franklin. Can't win the big one. Yes. Hello. Cannot win the big
Bob,
one.
Bob, you talk about a guy who's on the hot seat. It would be Steve Sarkisian. Now, I don't know
Texas.
If John Mateer will be back for that game. It's really questionable, but I would think probably not. Let them lose to Oklahoma without Mateer. Man, it's the heat up.
No, it's like they want to say hook 'em horns, hook 'em down. I know they're going down. And, no, I'll tell you, the Aggies, I think LSU's going to they're going to have to be road warriors. I think they're going to take care of business in Tiger Stadium. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a challenge, I think, at Alabama and at Oklahoma. But you know what else? You better pack a lunch. You would never say this in the past. Vanderbilt in Nashville. Look at the Vanderbilt quarterback screwed up in the red zone twice. Not once, but twice.
They had opportunities. They were moving the ball.
I'm telling you. So, Ellis, you better pack a lunch against Vanderbilt on the road.
Charlie?
A couple things here, guys. As far as Jimbo Fisher's buyout, it was $75 million. James Franklin's buyout is apparently estimated to be around $56 million. And it just goes back to the stat. I swear I do this every single season for the college football opener in triple option. It's the stat that keeps popping up that all these preseason top 10 teams, there's always at least one that finishes the season outside of the top 25. This year, there might be multiple. Clemson's off to a terrible start. Penn State's falling out of the top 25. Texas has fallen out of the top 25 entirely. All these teams that are ranked in the preseason top five aren't even there, and we're at the very start of October. So it's pretty crazy, guys. But as you had mentioned, we'll see what happens with Penn State and Coach Franklin moving forward. There was another real fun stat that now this UCLA interim has the same amount of top 10 wins in the Big Ten as James Franklin does in his entire time at Penn State. But it was a terrible, terrible loss, as you guys were mentioning. Guys, my stat was from CBS for Triple Option today. Spencer Rattler picked up his first win at the NFL level. Good for him. It was a great moment. But this is a crazy, crazy number. Rattler is the first quarterback drafted by the Saints to win a game with the Saints since 1998. The last quarterback to accomplish this was Danny Werfel, who was selected by New Orleans in the fourth round of the 1997 NFL draft. Guys, I thought that was mind-blowing.
Yeah, that was the Ditka.
Yeah,
that was
Florida
the Ditka
Gators.
Situation.
Florida, him and Heath Shuler. Remember all them cats and stuff?
Man, Danny was a great college quarterback.
He ended up being a politician, like Western Carolina, North Carolina. Like I think it was the. I don't think he was a senator. He might have been a representative.
He was a representative in Tennessee.
Yeah, when you look at that's a blast in the past. When you think of that,
but man, Danny. When you think about college quarterbacks and Florida,
something just came to my mind. You know how you mentioned UCLA, Charlie. You know, it's a small world, and you're getting old. Okay, who's the head coach of UCLA? You know how they carried off new high, so it's Skipper, right? Is it Tim Skipper?
Tim Skipper, and his dad.
His dad, Jim Skipper, was the running back coach for the Saints with Dalton Hilliard and Arnhead. Talk about awesome dude. Fresno State, props go out to Jim Skipper. I think Jim Skipper must have coached 25, 30 years in the NFL. No, and then that was his son. Because we were on a Saints group chat with Toy Cook and everybody. They go, congratulations. So, well, I didn't even know he was, you know, at UCLA, Skipper's son.
You think about all those guys that were on that staff, longevity. Like Carl. Smith. He had a long run, too.
Vic Fangio. Sid Weltill. He died. No, they all coach a long time.
Yeah.
Paul Boudreau. They all lasted. Coach Amara had a great staff.
Okay, that's it for our triple option. We'll come back and finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing up here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss joins us along with Bobby, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley.
Bob? Mike, the one thing we have to continue to do this, we've done this now back-to-back games, because the first three games we were averaging 10-plus penalties. Over 10 penalties a game.
It's been better.
No, the last two games, that's what has to continue. Just that one thing, and, all of a sudden.
Look at the joint. How many penalties did Joints
had? They were hovering around. That's giving up a touchdown. Remember I told you 9 or more penalties, 100 yards? Yeah. They had 8 for 95 yards. No, that's like a touchdown. And then finally, I said, can we be on the plus side? We're not only getting the plus side, we're a plus 5. So both the Giants and us, we were at 0. And now we got to be amongst the leaders. Off the top of my head, in the whole NFL, we had plus 5 right now. If that continues, you have a chance to beat anybody. Because you know how the ball, you're taking the ball away.
That would have to come into play if you're going to upset
the Patriots. Like we plus 2 or something.
You got to be able to get turnovers.
Yeah, because the NFL, the parity, like you plus 2, like you win 80% of the time. Just little stuff like that, you might say. And then the other thing is that the damn red zone. What are we going to do to get better? And you know what you have to do? Because defensive backs, they tend to squad because they have an extra defender.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? That's very discouraging for defense. What if you're in the red zone and just run over them? Boy, I tell you what, they hate that if they know you're going to run and they can't stop you and you punch in an end zone.
We'll see if you can do that against Rabel's defense.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly that.
Because if you look at it right now, we're settling for Blake Groupie field goals, and we entered the game in the scoring zone and the red zone, Mike, 50% of the time we're scoring, that was 22nd out of 32 teams. We needed that to be like 65%, and we've done that in the past. That's winning football.
We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight, Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, right here on the Saints Radio Network on our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.